course, this makes a difference. But as far as how far we have come, we've come a long way. Because things are so much better. You know, the housing conditions are so much better. They're not, there's not near as much slum area now as there used to be. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's not as much slum area now as it was, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, you were telling me that maybe Opryland.
Yes.
Straight north.
And then see, this being Music City, mm-hmm. this has made a big difference.
Oh, that's really interesting.
And now people, when you talk about Nashville, mm-hmm. like next week when we go away, we plan on taking this tour that I have taken once before. It's been a long time now, almost 10 years ago. And when people find out that you're from Nashville, they, you know, they just really ask you worlds of questions, because Nashville now has gotten to be a real, just a real nice place that people want to come to. Mm-hmm. So it has changed considerably.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about?
Well, that's about all I can think of right now. But what we've talked about, I think that we've talked about quite a bit.
I think we have.
Quite a few things.
Okay, I have one more question. Now that we're finished with the whole interview and we're talking about different words that you might use, and I want to find out if you have any attitudes about correct English. I think you mentioned a little bit of this to me before, you know, what you would consider standard English, or just any attitude you have might have about talking to people and things like that.
You mean as far as conversation, words, words that that we say, words that someone else say?
Mm-hmm. I know, I have a question. Do you find that there are many different words that, say, blacks may use that whites don't understand, or vice versa?
Yes.
Can you think of any of those right offhand?
You know, we had that on the on TV. It just was really, I guess it must have been just last week. They were talking about your IQ, mm-hmm. and they were talking about the difference in black and white. Mm-hmm. Some of the slang words that blacks use that whites never heard of before. And I'm sure of that because of the type of things like cars, they were speaking like of a deuce and a quarter.
What's that? I don't know that. Can you tell me what that means?
It's a car.
It's called a deuce and a quarter?
Yeah.
And can you describe that to me?
It's a Pontiac.
Oh, really?
A car. It's one of the big cars, a Pontiac. And if you are speaking about a hog, I've got a hog. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that?
I've heard that one, yeah.
Hey, well, you know what that is.
A big car?
Yeah,
like
Cadillac. It's a Cadillac, yeah. Well, this is, and things like, you know, things like this, and or it was several that, you know, a lot of whites never heard of. Mm-hmm. And then they started naming off some things that blacks never heard of, but they were more sophisticated terms, you know.
I see, yeah.
Because I think that blacks just originated these terms themselves, mm-hmm. you know. And since whites had the better opportunity of schools and teachers and things like that, well, they naturally had the better terms, you know. This is why that the man said, and I agree with him, that